I appreciate being able to speak with you here at your beautiful church. I especially want to thank Marietta Tanner, your UUUNO envoy, for inviting me. Personally, this is important since I was born in Philadelphia, and my aunt will be 100 years old next Sunday, and she lives near here. Our topic today is climate change as our moral imperative. Climate change is the greatest ethical, moral, and survival issue of our time. How do we as UUs respond when basic survival needs of our descendants could be threatened by climate change? And when our interdependent web of all existence is increasingly frayed? Our UU principles give us guidelines. We are called to put them into action. Climate change is linked to all other issues with which UUs are concerned. Climate change intersects with peace, justice, science, the well-being of our planet and its people, now and in coming generations. There can be no long-term solution to any social justice issue, from immigration to women's rights to human rights, without a solution to the climate problem. Serious impacts of climate change are visible now. If we do not act sufficiently, climate impacts will become much worse. If business as usual or little action prevails, there will be no place to hide. This is United Nations Sunday at the Unitarian Society of Germantown. The United Nations was founded on the ideal of nations talking and acting for world peace. Climate change is directly related, for without adequate response to climate change, we will not have world peace. One of the important ingredients in a solution to the climate problem is an international agreement to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. To this end, the UN has sponsored climate conferences since 1992 between all nations, numbering almost 200. The next UN climate conference will be in Lima, Peru, a few weeks from now. We need an international climate agreement that is FAB, or F-A-B. F stands for fair. A stands for ambitious. And B stands for binding. A climate agreement that is FAB, incorporating substantial emission reduction, is needed to protect future generations. This means our grandchildren. The target date for a climate agreement is the Paris Climate Conference in 2015, next year. My wife Lynn and I went to the UN Climate Conference held in Copenhagen in 2009, and you're probably wondering what this thing is that I have on. That's my badge to get into the Copenhagen conference. Lynn talked to youth committed to obtaining a climate treaty. I helped distribute the paper Climate Change, Summary and Recommendations to Governments, for which I was the editor. The NGO Committee on Sustainable Development, NGO means non-governmental organizations, in New York produced the paper. It had the support of over 100 NGOs, including the UUUNO. The paper said, humane, effective responses to global warming with an ethical and moral foundation require difficult, equitable resolutions of conflicting national situations generated by different per capita emissions, historical, current, and future, economic development, and energy requirements. Nevertheless, the interests of all are intertwined. Let not future generations impacted by global warming say of us, they knew but did not act. The 2009 Copenhagen Conference produced the Copenhagen Accord. Most countries, including the major emitters, specified voluntary goals for reduction of greenhouse gas emissions and intensities. However, these reductions are not sufficient to be on track for the stated goal for limiting the global average surface temperature increase to 2 degrees centigrade, that's about 4 degrees Fahrenheit, above pre-industrial levels. Moreover, the Copenhagen Accord reductions are not binding. Subsequent climate conferences have not fared much better. However, there is actually good news. The climate problem is solvable. The climate problem is solvable with technology that is available today. What we need is the courage to implement the solutions and overcome the difficulties. UUs can help lead to solutions with moral courage and leadership. I know that many in your congregation are concerned with women and climate change. The climate paper to which I referred recommends extra support for women and children and more women climate negotiators. In fact, women have a special role to play for climate change action. Women are intimately involved in survival issues. Statistically, women are more concerned than men are for the safety of the next generation. Women work together well. One of the climate conferences produced an agreement due only to women negotiators getting together in a last-minute huddle. Climate change is an important women's issue since women and children are often more vulnerable to climate impacts than are men. Let's talk about intergenerational equity, our legacy and future history books. Lest it be thought that intergenerational equity is too theoretical, I'm talking about climate risk management for the well-being of our descendants. If we do all we can, consistent with our own reasonable well-being, our descendants will thank us. If we do little about climate change and they are hit hard, what do you think they will say? What will our legacy be? What will future history books say about our generation? It's our choice. Here are two verses from the UN Environmental Sabbath Program. We join with the earth and with each other. to bring new life to the land, to restore the waters, to refresh the air. We join with the earth and with each other to recreate the human community, to promote justice and peace, to remember our children. The UUUNO promotes well-being, peace, and justice throughout the world. We can be proud that UUs have had a presence at the UN for over 50 years. This gives UUs visibility with other faith traditions, non-governmental organizations, and governments. The UUUNO is helping to ameliorate the increasingly serious impacts of climate change with our climate initiative. The vision is a world with mitigated climate change, viable for future generations and us. The mission is to motivate climate action. It is really important that we UUs act together on big climate issues. The UU community needs to stand up and be counted. You can bet that our climate opponents have been actively promoting their agendas for a long time, obstructing climate action. To help UU climate action, the UUUNO is facilitating an exciting program of the creation of networked climate action teams, or CATs, in UU Congregations for Climate Action. The UUUNO is not directive. CATs can do whatever they like for climate action. The goal is to have a climate action team in every UU congregation in the US and Canada, all networked together. That's the key. The big advantage is that CATs will be networked together to leverage UUs to have a moral voice, a bigger moral voice on climate issues. CATs can provide leverage to achieve more UU influence to support climate action at all levels. We UUs have a great statement of conscience on global warming and climate change approved in 2006 at the UUA General Assembly. We need to further implement it. There has been much positive work. For example, the recent successful UU divestment campaign. There is a new Commit to Respond initiative about which you will be hearing more. CATs can help make efforts like these be more successful, as I will discuss in my afternoon workshop. We need much more. So what specifically can we do? Well, here are three examples. There are many more. Your congregation could organize letter-writing parties on climate to representatives and newspaper editors. Individual letters from people in faith-based organizations are taken seriously. If you've already had a letter-writing party, have another one. The Citizens Climate Lobby, that my wife Lynn will be talking about in her workshop, is an effective nonpartisan action group with growing influence that advocates a fee on carbon with 100% of the fee rebated as dividends to all households, thus creating jobs. I know that your Green Sanctuary Committee is also involved with the CCL. Join your Green Sanctuary Committee. Join the CCL. Participate. Your congregation can form a UU climate action team, perhaps based on your Green Sanctuary team, and interact with other CATs to help UUs become more effective on climate action. So what's the bottom line? We all have pictures of children. We want to look them in the eye to say, we did our best on climate. In Iroquois society, leaders are encouraged to consider 7 generations in the future when making decisions that can affect the people. We should follow their advice. We can mitigate global warming with action. And actually, I brought with me, I lugged this report. It's a report about mitigation. It's 1,000 pages long, and I'll leave it on the table in there. You can have a look. So if you don't know what to do to help mitigate climate change, here it is. There's a lot of things to do. It's not too late. We can get a climate agreement if we advocate for it. We need to stay optimistic. Actually, there's no other choice. UUs can make a difference. Let's stand up and not stand by. You can help make a difference. Thank you.